truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Dr. Daniels. Okay, so what we're talking about then is getting a right from the government that maybe you already possess. And this is a lot like Yellow Brick Road and Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy walked all the way through the Yellow Brick Road. She even stayed on the Yellow Brick Road. She stepped off a couple of times to go to the wizard to ask for something she already had. And this is what the right to try law is obscuring. They're obscuring the fact that you don't need the right to try. And you already have unfettered access to deadly things that are going to harm you. And what you need to do then is on your own decide what you're going to access. First thing to access is the information available by the medical industrial complex itself. They've got a lot of information available. And what I was shocked to find when I started going to the medical school library to research things. So in other words, I went to medical school. I learned a body of knowledge. All right. That body of knowledge was not working out. And so as a doctor, I went to the medical library to see if there was new research, only to find there was already a huge body of research that totally invalidated what I was taught in medical school. There was already a huge body of research that indicated why what I was taught in medical school was not working. It couldn't be expected to work. And so the idea that there's more need for more research, I personally don't agree with. What is needed, I think, is for people, you know, if you are interested in that, you can simply go to the medical library or even the National Library of Congress, or National Library of Medicine, sorry. And there's tons and tons and tons of literature explaining why and how what your doctor has recommended cannot possibly be expected to work. So that's number one. So once you figure out that path, the other thing is in the medical school library, again, which is where I got my big start with natural healing, was in the medical school library, they actually already have a huge body of knowledge of dietary information that actually works for every known disease. Yeah, can you believe that? So it's something that you can access. And I think that is the place to start. Because with that starting place, the other thing you pick up is that there's a lot of questionable information out there on the alternative realm as well. And so when people say, well, we need more research, it's like, whoa, stop. There are people out there who are already living to 95 or 100 years old in excellent health or pretty good health. And so you can simply take a look at those people and what they are doing and what they have done. And there's quite a few looks at that and a lot of information. And my personal observation and investigation, what I found is a large number of those people are or have taken turpentine. Yeah. Bunch of turpentine drinkers. And that's what got me started with it. No, I didn't go to the medical school library and look for turpentine research. Heck no. I want to go see, look, you know, what has actually stood the test of time. And so a medical research or source that is, we'll just say, less than 5 years old has not stood the test of time. So if it's less than 5 years old, you can give it a credibility rating of zero. if it's been around for 20 years, you would think that there is a greater chance that it's true. But wait, I did this experiment. So I've been out of medical school for at least 20 years. So I said, let me look back at what I was taught in medical school and see how much of it is still being taught, right? Because I know it's been more than 20 years, so only 2% of what I was taught in medical school should still be getting taught. Guess what? Of what I learned in medical school, 80% of it, at least 80% is still being taught. So what does that tell you? Since you only know there's a 2% truth rate, that means they have not updated their database. And that 20% they added to replace the 20% they took out, it's probably no less valid, or it has no greater validity. In other words, you're replacing unreliable information with unreliable information. So when I found that what was being taught in medical school today to medical students is not substantially different from what was being taught, you know, I hate to say 30 years ago when I graduated. Oh, my God, it's been a while. It's not the place to go to get your information for healing. That's for sure. Now, it's worth, in my case, being aware of it so that I can, inform people of, you know, what is going on with the information they got. But as far as an individual looking to improve their health, medical research is not a starting point. That would be like saying I'm going on an ocean cruise, on an ocean liner, and I'm going to start by swimming in the ocean. It's not going to get you far. You know, you need to start with something that has a track record. Yeah, so someone in the chat room says, I'm learning from my grandma. She's still growing strong. Absolutely. That would be the place to learn. Let's just say you're going to learn from your grandparents. And most people now who are, you know, of adult age, your grandparents are in their 80s or 90s. What you want to learn from is what they did 10 or more years in the past, or 20 or more years in the past. Because even though they're going strong today, they might be picking up certain habits or practices that are damaging. For example, my grandfather lived until he was 100. My grandmother, his spouse, lived until she was 94. All right. Now, the last 20 years of their life, they started eating from the grocery store. Before that, they didn't eat from the grocery store because, well, didn't have any money. Couldn't do it. So they started eating from the grocery store, eating more fried foods, and from the time they adopted those habits, they lived basically 20, 25 years. And so what we have going on now is we have young people adopting those habits at an earlier age, and so they're dying at an earlier age. And so this is the situation we find ourselves in. Okay, so we have the right to try situation. What do? Pretend the law was never passed. Just ignore it. Ignore it. Then what do? You look at things that have been around for at least as long as you want to be around. So let's say you want to live to be 90. Then you need to take a look at things that have been around for at least 90 years and limit yourself to those things. Very simple. Now, a lot of people, like, we're studying the people in the blue zone. What are they doing? No. You want to take a look at what has been around and effective for at least 90 years because you want to live 90 years. And this is an interesting concept that Nassim Taleb put forth in his book, Anti-Fragile. Something will be true for only as long as it has been true. So if something has been true for 10 years, it will likely be true for another 10 years, and then it will be found to be false. So if you want to increase the reliability of your life, you want to rely on things that are that have been true for as long or longer than you plan to be alive. So if you plan to be alive 95 years, you want to reach back and rely on things that have been around for that length of time. Things that have been around for 95 years. And so this is what you want to do. So you don't want to rely on the truthfulness of things that have only been around for 10 minutes. Or in the case of the right to try law, these drugs aren't even, they're not even on the market yet. So if you rely on things like that, then you're going to construct for yourself a very fragile life, a life that's precarious, delicate, and easily destroyed. So you want to rely on things that have been tested by the ultimate validator, and that would be time. And again, you say, well, how long do I want to live? I want to live 10 minutes? Okay, great. Let me go find something that's been around or true for 10 minutes. Oh, I want to live for 2 years? Let me go find and look for something that has been true for about 2 years. And so a lot of people who interview me, they ask me, well, what do you think about this new thing? What do you think about that new thing? And so, of course, I have the heart to tell them, I'm in it for the long haul here, so any new thing is not of great interest to me. And it shouldn't be of interest to people who want to live a long time. So if you want to live a long time, then the new and the fabulous and the heavily marketed is not what you should look for or pay any attention to. Just really turn a blind eye to it. And so if you want to look at something like the FDA, you want to use FDA-approved materials, pick stuff that was approved 90 years ago. Look through the FDA approval for 90 years ago. So let's take a look at that. The FDA was started in 1906. Yeah. So we see that the FDA itself doesn't have a huge longevity issue situation here. So it's been around. The FDA has been around for about 112 years. So our challenge then is you have to ask yourself, okay, the FDA has been around for 112 years, and you want to know what drugs were approved by the FDA, let's say 1912. Let's look it up. Look it up. So they actually have a list. Let's take a look. So these would be the drugs to take a look at. Uh-oh, the FDA did not approve any drugs at that time. So since the FDA, as of 2012, had not approved any drugs, not 2012, I'm sorry, 1912, 100 years ago, then that would basically say if you plan to live to be 100 years old, according to Nassim Taleb's anti-fragile philosophy, taking an FDA-approved drug would not be on your list of things to do. No, because none of them have been around for 100 years. Next thing to look at is, okay, what about the drugs in the pipeline for FDA approval? And that's what we're looking at. Drugs are in the pipeline. So drug companies got a substance, and they want to do studies on that substance. These are the substances that people have access to. So anything entering that pipeline is even more fragile, even more suspect, more unreliable. And this is a very interesting, concept. And personally, in my particular life, I do not use any FDA-approved substances. I don't use over-the-counter drugs. I don't use prescription drugs. I don't even have a Tylenol in my house. So I have no drugs. No drugs, not even in the house. So the thing is, you don't need government permission or government approval. As you can see, the FDA itself has barely been around long enough to even be proven as an adequate screen. And actually, if we take a look at what's been approved by the FDA, they have proven to be a negative screen. So if it's approved by the FDA, chances are it's not fit for human consumption. So that's an important thing to understand. So once you've convinced yourself that the FDA is not a source of healing, then you have to ask yourself, okay, what is a source of healing? And very straightforward would be food. Food, spices, herbs, things that were used before the FDA showed up. So since 1912, the FDA didn't improve anything. Let's back it up then. Let's say the FDA was created in 1906. Well, what materials were around 1906 or earlier? That's where your health lies. That's where your right to try, should you decide to exercise your right to try, would be meaningful. So my thought on that, so what should you do about the right to try legislation, is you say, wait a minute, I have the right to try. I'm going to decide what to try, and I'm going to try stuff that was around before 1906. And that's it. Very simple, very straightforward. Oh, it wasn't around in 1906? Oh, well, I'm not going to try it because I'm trying to live another 100 years. Or, just say another 100 years, live even 100 years on Earth. And so the stuff, nothing approved by the FDA has a record of contributing to that. And so then, since nothing approved by the FDA has a record of contributing to, we'll call it longevity, then you can simply eliminate that from your list of things to try. So we have recommendations coming in on Facebook. And again, as I said, the recommendations are food, F-O-O-D, food, and edible stuff. Now, you can, of course, take this to extremes, which I do, and that is that I don't put anything even on my skin unless it's edible. So if it's not edible, then it doesn't go on my skin, on my scalp, in my body, nothing, if it's not edible. So if it's not edible, then that's it. It's flunked the major test. And so, again, if we take a look at what was available before 1906 and is still available now and works, we come down with one of my favorites, that would be turpentine. And turpentine is, as many of you know, the oil derived from the sap of the pine tree. And this has been around for a few hundred years. And it worked then, and it's still working today. So there you go. Now, the next thing I'm a big fan of course, is Vitality Capsules. Now, I develop Vitality Capsules myself. And while Vitality Capsules may be of more recent vintage, the materials in Vitality Capsules have been on this earth and around and available and used effectively for hundreds of years. When we come back, we'll talk more about those. I don't want to stay here on my own.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Welcome back, Daniel, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking then about just what do you sort through? And if you want a right to try, how do you know what to try? The answer as far as what to try, again, is stuff that's been around for at least as long as you want to be around. So if your goal is to live to be, say, 100 without disease and without pain, then you want to resort to stuff that's been around for at least 100 years. And that is where you exercise your right to try. And so, as I mentioned before the commercial, right to try that I exercise is my right to try turpentine. And it's worked out fabulously well. I absolutely love it. And it's why I'm alive today, I'll tell you that. That's another thing. A lot of people think if I do everything right, if I eat natural and healthy, then I'm going to always be healthy. And that is not true because things happen. There's air pollution, there's chemtrails. There's holes in the sidewalk. Actually, one time I was walking, it was nighttime here in Panama, and I fell into a culvert. Yes, cement. Ouch. Scraped up. Ooh, painful. And so I was not well at that point, and actually not for a couple of days. And so I had to heal that up. So things happen, and that's just a reality. So it doesn't matter what you do, things are going to happen. The question is, what are you going to do when stuff happens? And so one thing I mentioned is turpentine. And turpentine is a great help. I fell into the culvert, started using turpentine. I just dabbed it on my wounds. That was a great help. But I also use vitality capsules. And let me tell you what's in vitality capsules. Everything in vitality capsules is at least 100 years old, and actually several hundred years old, in terms of its availability and utility for healing. So there's garlic. It's a common spice. Many of you probably had some either today or sometime within the last week. And this helps with circulation. So it expedites healing by removing chemicals from the site of illness so that your body can then move in with nutrition and positive healing blocks to make healing happen. Then there's ginger, which reduces inflammation and prevents blood clots. Again, accelerates the circulation. And the digestion relieves nausea. And it, again, accelerates the delivery of healing materials to the site of illness, wherever that site might be, whether it's the heart, the lung, the skin, wherever. And then there's aloe, which has anti-inflammatory and antiviral properties. The kind in vitality capsules also has laxative properties, and it strengthens the intestines and improves the whole digestive process. And then there's senna. Now, senna, as you know, again, it's been around 100 years or more, and it's a laxative. It aids in emptying the intestines. So you've got the aloe, ginger, and garlic that delivered the bad guys to the intestines. And aloe says, okay, now that you're here, out you go. And senna does the same. Now, senna, a lot of people are concerned about senna. But again, senna in this mixture is a small amount. And so it works with the other agents, doesn't overpower them. Then there's cascara sagrada. This is my favorite. Not only does it encourage the movement of the bowels, tones the intestinal tract, but it accelerates the excretion of bile from the liver and it corrects the congestion of bile ducts. And this is the element that actually melts gallstones. People have asked about gallstones. And so when you increase the flow of bile, it dissolves the stones. Now, cascara sagrada also improves chronic indigestion and chronic liver disease by emptying these disease-causing agents from the liver. And in the presence of ginger, this formulation decreases the unwanted effects of cascara sagrada and makes the formulation suitable for long-term use. Then there's barberry, which also strengthens the bile duct and increases bile flow. And it helps reduce inflammation of the gallbladder because it gets the gallbladder to constantly empty and clean itself and helps the liver work better. It also helps the kidney and the spleen as well. And then it has clove in it, and clove has mild anti-aesthetic properties, anesthetic properties. And we have commercial, and when we come back from commercial, we'll talk more about it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so what we're talking about then is drawing from things that are more than 100 years old. And as an example, we're looking at the ingredients in vitality capsules. So we got down to clove, and clove has anesthetic properties. In other words, it numbs things, so it actually reduces pain. And since you're swallowing it, it reduces pain in your intestines. And it's a strong, powerful antioxidant and anti-parasite. And so it also increases the comfort of vitality capsules and allows vitality capsules to work, be more powerful, but at the same time more comfortable. And then finally is turmeric, which is a very strong anti-inflammatory agent and enhances healing and increases circulation as well. So these are a combination of vitality capsules of things that have been around for more than 100 years. And that's where you want to draw your right to try. That's where you want to exercise your right to try. You want to exercise it in the realm of things that have been around for more than 100 years. And you want to exercise it in the realm of things that have been around for 100 years and been effective for 100 years and continue to be effective today. The right to try something that has zero track record is really nothing more than the right to be a sucker, the right to be abused, to be harmed. And that's what this right to try has turned out to be. But you can circumvent that by using or accessing things that are more than 100 years old, things that are likely to work. Now, in the realm of medicine, many doctors who are in medical practice have at least figured out, if it hasn't been around for at least 3 years without being recalled, then I probably shouldn't use it. And so that is a level of caution, but it's minimal and it's not adequate. However, doctors are not even able to exercise that level of caution because of the standard of care. So we are ready to take a look at some comments and questions. Okay. Cedric says, I think you should try different modalities until you find what makes you feel good. That's a possibility. However, indiscriminate trying can result in things that are harmful. And so what I am attempting to convey here is a methodology to one's trying so that you don't die trying. Okay, if I don't want to use sunscreen, what would you recommend? I would recommend carrot oil. It has an SPF greater than most sunscreens, and it's safe. All right. And so Zuli says, I was in the sun, and now I have a sunspot on my face. Okay, so the sunspot was simply the sun showing you that you're toxic. So what you really need, you can use sunscreen, but your real problem is that you have toxins circulating in your skin. And then when the sun damages your skin, your immune system uses those toxins to make the repairs, giving you the sunspot. And so now you know that you need to increase your detoxing and you need to increase your nutritional intake so your body properly repairs your skin. So you can look at my skin. I seek the sun. I stay in the sun. And the sun darkens my skin. And then if I'm not in the sun for a while or it's overcast or whatever, my skin will lighten up. But it doesn't get blemishes. Why? Because I'm very meticulous about cleaning my intestines and cleaning my blood so that the material that would cause a sunspot, the material that my body would use to repair my skin and create a blemish is not even circulating in my body. And so, yes, I could say I want to eat what I want and then put sunscreen over it, or even worse, avoid the sun, but you're not solving the problem, number one. Number two, this unsightly sunspot is your body's early warning, hey, there's a bunch of junk circulating, we're putting it in your organs, things are accumulating. Is a problem in the, brewing. You need a blood test. You already got the test. I mean, your body gave you the test of toxicity. And that's really what's going on, is that you have gotten a piece of information here that you should use. Marie says, you're so right. Treatments that have been around for more than 100 years, they knew how to cure illness before. Pharma is killing us. And while that may be true, the next thing to understand is anything that's been around less than 100 years, building methods, for example, educational methods, learning techniques, you can expand this to other areas of your life with great benefit and profit, I might add. You'll save a lot of wear and tear and difficulty. So Marie-Therese says, splits, yes, one of my goals. Yes, Marie, it's been on my list of things to do since I was 10. And so now I'm really excited that at the age of 61, I'm, yay, got it. Okay. Nancy says, I'm game for splits. Yay, new goal. Yes, and the thing is, again, before I tried the splits, I just didn't try them because I figured, oh, well, I'm too old. And you can't do splits when you're after 20 or certainly not after 30. And then when I started when I was able to master the wheel pose in yoga or the back bend, I said, wait a minute, I'm 60 years old and I can do a back bend which is what I was able to do when I was in my 20s, but for a while couldn't do. And I said, wait a minute, if I can do a back bend, maybe I could do splits. And then when I looked on the internet, on YouTube for split videos, and there's like all these videos telling how to do a split in 24 hours. And I said, wait a minute, I can do this. And it only took me 6 weeks to do a split, whereas it took me 3 or 4 months to do the wheel pose. 70 says, I would rather do hardcore boot camp cardio than yoga. But if the doctor can do splits, I will too. I've checked out the stretching lessons also. So I would not recommend hardcore boot camp cardio for anybody. Again, what I recommend is you have your body has a limit. You work close to that limit, not to exceed it. So I don't personally believe that there's a benefit in raising your heart rate to, say, 200 or 250. And so I don't even try to do that. I simply work with my present capacity of functionality, whatever it is, and seek to increase that functionality. And I have been super, super happy with that. So squats help with core strength. Yes, they do. Squats require, though, a tremendous amount of knee strength and power. So you have to realize when you try to do something, let's say a squat, and maybe you're not able to do it. And personally, I was unable to do squats for like at least 30 years. Yeah, 30 years. I could bend over and touch my toes, but I could not do a squat. Why? Because my knees were so weak. So I had to stop, strengthen my knees, then I could do squats. Okay. And Marie says, yoga's fabulous. I started with a class called Yoga for Stiff People. Exactly. Start with your capabilities. Start with exactly where you are. It already saved me from a bad fall because of the core balance. One leg flew out from under me, and no one could believe I didn't fall. Exactly. And so what I found in doing the exercises to master the split was I was able to move my legs under me much quicker so I didn't fall. And so literally I can run down the mountain and do all kinds of major athletic things. Okay, so Nick says, I tried medical supplement, which was very similar ingredients to Vitality Capsules, but after 3 weeks had no effects in the liver whatsoever. I'm about to get Vitality Capsules. I'm just wondering if maybe digestibility of ingredients in capsules had been a problem. And the answer is absolutely. So in Vitality Capsules, each ingredient from the manufacturer is tested using spectrophotometry to validate that it has the potency that it needs to have for Vitality Capsules. And I can tell you, we have rejected quite a bit of ingredients from suppliers, herbs that just were not up to snuff in terms of their power. In fact, right now, I'm in the process of manufacturing another batch of Vitality Capsules. And for one ingredient, we have not been able to find a supplier yet that has the proper potency. So we have Vitality Capsules in stock now, but we don't know if we're going to be able to actually have another batch in time to prevent being out of stock. And so a lot of, especially medical supplements, they have additives, excipients, and binders. Vitality Capsules have none. There's no magnesium stearate. There's no rice flour. There are no additives or binders at all. And when supplements are assembled, all of the ingredients are mixed, and they have to go through a machine to end up in the capsule. And the people who own these machines want to add lubricants and fillers to the supplements to help their machines flow faster, and so they can make more money. And so I had to actually find a manufacturer who would agree not to use binders or additives. And so your experience with a similar product may have been diminished or made ineffective by the excipients and by the binders, and also possibly even by the lack of rigorous testing. And the other thing that happens is when you test these products and they don't pass muster, there's a lot of pressure. It's like, could I just lower my standards, maybe? And the answer, of course, is no, because if you lower your standards, it shows up in the product, and then people don't get the benefit. So it doesn't make sense. So, yes, Nick, give Vitality Capsules a try. Stocks are on the low side, but we definitely have enough to fill your order today. Okay, so yes, Cedric says, in high school, I used to do partner stretches in gym class. Exactly. But now all of a sudden we're grown up and we can't do partner stretches. But I would say every yoga class, if they did partner stretches, it would be so much more beneficial to the people who go there. Marie says, I did your detox with spirit gums of turpentine. It cured my two ulcers that my doctor said couldn't be cured, so I would have to take Prilosec. Exactly. Thank you, Marie, for sharing that. Because actually, Prilosec would make your ulcers even worse. And Nick says, the absolute best thing you can do for your body is a full liver flush. Yes, Nick, absolutely. Aletha says, Dr. Daniels, it would be awesome to have a show on how to detox all the various body parts. Yes, that's important. You said there's an order to detoxing. Yep, there is an order, and if you don't go in order, heaven help you. And we have a lot of likes for that. Everyone says, yep, that'd be a great show. Okay, we'll put that down for the future. Stephanie says, I'm not flexible, but I'm trying. I will do the splits. And so, yes, again, if you just stretch every day, and you can do the stretches I have on the YouTube videos, get your stretches in a day. There's about 20 videos on that. And pick the video that you like the best. And so what I found in those split videos is I would start with the ones that I could do. Once I was able to do those, I could go on to the ones that I previously couldn't do and didn't like, of course, because I couldn't do them. And it made the splits much better. And I'm finding, like yesterday when I did my splits, they're even easier. They're even easier. All right. So my Facebook is not showing me any more comments. So I am going to go check out the chat room. How many times? How many times a day should I eat chicken feet, cow legs, or bone cartilage for repair? The answer would be about once or twice a day. More important than how many times is the total amount. So the total amount would be a pound. So a pound a day. And some people just can't eat a pound of chicken feet in one sitting. So for them, they would eat two sittings. The other thing about these incredibly nutritionally dense foods is the earlier in the day you eat them, the better. So it would be better to do like breakfast, lunch, or brunch and a late lunch, like eat them at maybe 9 o'clock and noon, or maybe 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You want to give your body many, many hours to process these and to take them apart and put them into your body in places where you need them and really do that rebuilding. Okay. So Sheila Jett, dosing, how about a pea-sized dose? Answer is you can use a pea-sized dose or you can use a very small dose. So with Sheila Jett, a little too little is better than a little too much. Okay, don't understand that question. Dr. Daniels, along with serious diet changes, what do you recommend a person do to address angioedema and hives? So hives is a congested liver problem. So for that, you need definitely Vitality Capsules and get those poops up to 3 or even 6 a day. And what that will do is that will unclog your liver and so that your body can clean your blood and you don't get hives. Okay. Thinking of starting turpentine, but unsure because of two gastric surgeries and blistering of my gums. What would be the best way to start? The best way to start turpentine would be to start Vitality Capsules first. And with the Vitality Capsules, you'd notice the blistering of your gums will be less. The reason gums blister is because you have caustic poisons actually inside of you that are coming out and it's causing blistering gums. That's one source. The other source is your diet. So get the Candida Cleaner Report at vitalitycapsules.com. I think that's it. Vitalitycapsules.com. Yep. And start with the dietary changes. One thing I can tell you for sure is stop those nuts. So when I eat a lot of nuts, I get blisters on my gums. Really annoying. But the cure is easy. Just stop the nuts. Hi, Carolyn. It was great to meet you. You said you deliver flesh twice a month. For how many months? Until you feel all better. So the liver flushes are extremely safe, so you can take them until you feel a lot better. Or if your weight drops below a comfortable weight, then you have to stop them, gain some weight, then you can do another liver flush. Gain some weight, then you can do another liver flush. So you've got to pace yourself. All right, so any suggestions to remove pain from the teeth that have been filled in white? I don't understand. But somehow it's infected inside. The teeth have been damaged by drilling to make space for the fillings. Extraction would make chewing difficult as it affects a pair of teeth. Sometimes I can taste the infection by sucking through the teeth. So you definitely need to get a different dentist, that's for sure. But your problem is you're just toxic, and the toxicity is in your teeth. So again, detoxing would be the place to start. Is there any food herb that a person can use instead of EpiTem for extreme allergic reaction? Sea hives. So in other words, your problem, if you have an allergy that requires EpiPen, your problem is your liver is clogged and your blood is toxic. And then when that element that you're allergic to is added to your diet, you get this reaction and you have to stab yourself with the EpiPen. So again, if you detox, and I observed this in my medical practice and I was totally blown away because I was taught in medical school, if you're allergic, well, your body's got these antibodies made to this thing and then you need the EpiPen and blah, 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 and that's it for the rest of your life. And thank God we have EpiPen. So that's what I learned in medical school. But what happened in my medical practice is I had a patient that had a severe bee allergy, and she carried EpiPen. And so she came to me and said, hey, I want a refill for my EpiPen. I'm like, oh, okay. And we just refilled her EpiPen, refilled it, refilled it, refilled it. And after about 3 years, she said, you know, I have this allergy thing just in general, and I don't want to have this allergy asthma problem anymore. And so neither she nor I believed that it was possible to not need EpiPen anymore. So what happened was she used Vitality Capsules, some milk thistle, she changed her diet. And so just pooping, using milk thistle and changing her diet, so she came back, well, she came back for checkup like 2 or 3 weeks later. So, oh, my allergies are great. Thank you so much. I'm feeling really nice. Okay, fine. So then she comes back about 6 months later, and she has this big bag of every EpiPen prescription ever written. And she says, boom, here, keep them. I don't need them anymore. I said, really? What happened? She says, well, and she worked as a landscaper. She says, well, I was doing landscaping, and it's bee bit me. And I looked at it, and it didn't swell up, and nothing happened. And so I figured, well, I'm not going to take the EpiPen if I don't swell up. She didn't swell up. Nothing happened. No more bee allergy. I'm like, wow. And that's when my whole thinking about allergies changed, right there in that moment. I had this pile of EpiPens. And if you, I mean, EpiPens sell for like $30 to $100 an EpiPen kit. This is no joke. And she just dropped $1,000 worth of stuff. Not anymore. So that's your answer. You have allergies, allergy reactions? Detox yourself. All right, we got Dr. Kelly in California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Talk to you, and thank you so much for your work. I'm hoping that maybe you can repatriate someday. Yes. And I'm just super excited about researching and looking into finding a stateside turpentine provider. I don't have or use internet. I can't find anybody to look it up for me.
Oh. Well, so you got my report, right? The candida cleaner?
I haven't. Not yet. I'm still trying.
Oh, well, don't even look for turpentine. Go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and download the candida cleaner, which tells you all about using turpentine, the good, the bad, the ugly, the things that went wrong with other people, how to make sure it doesn't happen to you. So you must read that first. You can't just willy-nilly use turpentine because there's a cultural problem here. So back in the old days, 100 years ago, people used turpentine in a cultural context. That context has been lost. And so the report tells you how to restore that cultural context so that you can safely and beneficially use it. If you do not restore the cultural context, then your experience with turpentine will not be pleasant.
That's totally correct, and I really appreciate having an alternative to DMSO, and thank you so much again for your work. Just,
you're welcome.
I really, yeah, really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly. All right. We got Pat in Texas. Pat, how are you?
So, Pat? Hi, I'm fine.
Right.
Thank you. I could hear you better today, and I heard you talking about the new law we have here about testing. Yeah. And I remember back, I was in med tech school in 68, and I knew right then by looking at research that people are publishing all over that infectious mononucleosis was mainly a virus. But nobody ever said it was. And, you know, Dr. Jonah Salk, who got the polio vaccine, I think it worked, and he said that vitamin C was 625 milligrams every 6 hours would knock out a cold virus, right? And, mm-hmm. and you know that doctors will not even think about giving you vitamin C now. Not even.
Why should they? I mean, you can give yourself vitamin C.
No, if you got tubes and you could only get it through the feeding tube or something like that, you can't. I a little swab in the mouth and try to sneak some. If they catch you, they get you.
Pitiful. That's huh? true. Okay, Pat, thank you.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it